Korea, I've been trying to express this in words for a long time now. I'm gonna try again. Well, as I sometimes mention or insist, is that this modern media is so incredibly amazing and full of possibilities. And I mean, I thank God for having lived through this time with these changes, these developments that have happened in this world since I was born here. Not in terms of fantastic spaceships going to Jupiter and Mars, but in terms of communication media. And the thing is that when things develop very much like that, some, of course, the oldies, this is something that we experienced when we were, you know, teens. It's difficult for the older generation during times of very, of course, of very swift changes and development to keep up. So they remain sitting there a little outside or behind, not even aware of what's going on, you know, living in their old, familiar, comfortable world, which I think is perfectly okay. I mean, otherwise, if you're going to be out there, in constant movement, that is kind of a challenge in itself and takes an adventurous mind. But yeah, but then the thing is that when these new technologies come, I mean, I heard that when electricity came and there was started to be street lights and all that, I mean, some people thought, where is this stupid modernity? We don't need that. We already have lights, all that we need. And yes, when new things come, sometimes people use them for stupid things. Of course, we know many inventions were first coming about in the military sector or commercial or just something thrown out, which I think we can say about the internet. Things thrown out there to get people to spend their eyeball time on their screens for that specific platform, you know, social media, whatever. In other words, money talks, nobody walks. I mean, it's like we can see it's that part of the internet has very much turned into the same old commercial dribble machinery that we saw happen with television and radio and movies back when I was young. And then videos came and people thought, oh, they're gonna, now that's the end of cinema.
DVD came, I mean, all these new things, often that made it easier to produce your own media or films or music, whatever. Which means, of course, a lot of garbage is made, which I find fun. I mean, it's interesting. It's like a big wild lab where you throw people in and now you do what you want. I mean, performance art, you know, the whole internet in a way. But when that cool wild scene of the internet just turns into, I mean, nations controlled by corporations and, of course, politicians and military interests, all kinds of power, profit people behind it, then it gets boring, right? So some people then, they're clicking off, say, oh, I'm signing out from this media and the internet is bad. Or some, you know, in the ISKCON circle said, internet is just, online is just impersonal. Well, it depends on how you use it. And books are also impersonal because there's no person talking right face to face to you. But it's these Bhagavad Gita, so they're definitely not impersonal. And you can publish that one also online to billions of people. No book bag needed. No expensive gasoline bills, youth hostel bills and all that. So, I mean, again, those who are used to the old level and think this is the way it is, this is, yeah, the real thing. When new things come, they think, oh, no, this modern media, that's just Maya, some devotees may say. But that's not what the Acharyas say. You know, they said use any media, the latest, the biggest, the contemporary media, whatever means are available to spread this knowledge out. So anyway, what I'm trying to, also for myself, or starting to see, what I'm trying to dress in words here is that when these new levels of progress, such as in this media sector, happen, and even when things get strange, this is the perfect breeding ground, the fertile ground for experimentation and for new art forms, even for new ways of expression. And I can see that happening because I have two sons who are 20 years old now, and I have some glimpse into, you know, it's limited what we oldies can glimpse of their lives, but I can see enough of a glimpse there that, hey, it's another new aesthetics coming up. Like, I mean, I used to love Monty Python, not just because of the silly jokes, but because there was a kind of meta humor in it. They were joking about the media itself, the news programs and the this and the that, which was quite uncommon back then. It's as if they took that ordinary television that everyone was looking at night, and it looked a little bit that way, and then all of a sudden it got completely absurd. So, I mean, this is what I mean. You take this new media and you can play around with them in new ways. Same with music. Rather than playing with instruments, you play with tones and everything. This is also what happened much with modern art when it came in the beginning of the 20th century. So that can also, of course, go just down into a pit of, I don't know what, realism that turns into just some kind of, what they call it, postmodernism. So, but it can also, and it does also, that's the point here, it's really where the dynamics of creativity and communication through media and art and music and all of those, film and whatever, now it's games are mixed into that. It's like a new form of media. We need a new name for it. And when young, innovative geniuses come and they take that, just like these young, innovative geniuses got hold of the electric guitar back in the 60s and just did things that no one else could think of, but which just moved the whole civilization. I mean, I'm not saying rock music did something that revolutionary, but it really, I mean, the revolution starts in your mind and your heart, and it really changed a lot because it meant so much for us, the young generation then. It was our language and our, you know, the spirit there. So music is very powerful, and the films. So I'm just saying that rather than just sitting, which of course most do and did back then also, copying the other stars, how you move, how you sing, how you look into the camera at that time, and the dancing, and the who can write my next hit song, just the right lyrics and the right chords and everything, you know. To the ones who take this and have something deeper to say, something more, whether it's simply coming from their heart, but a little deeper, not just, am I looking good today, or how about sex and boyfriend, girlfriend, and the society is bad, of course, or whatever it is. Back then, it was, when I was kicking, young, it was just about I love you, you love me, which was of course where the Beatles started also, but then they went into this experimental direction very, you know, this is, I thought then, these are artists, wow. So I'm saying that today probably we never had more opportunities for new and really interesting forms of creativity and of art and music and film and games and all that. But what it starts with is what you have to say. Bringing about some messages that are actually good. And not just morally, ethically, but that actually, yeah. Yeah, actually influences people not to just buy something or make the surface of their face look better. But the influencers who inspire, especially the youngsters, but the oldies too, that you can live like this. And how about this insight? How about that way of understanding yourself? And look, if you live like that, you will be healthy. And if you live like that, you will be happy. And look here, there's a bigger cosmos here than the little material box that we thought we lived in. Wow! New adventures. And I would say that is the opportunity for the wise existential, and I would say certain Saragrahi Vaishnava artists and writers and filmmakers and music makers and songwriters and game makers, and you know, take all this that is here and just make something really beautiful, really bright and enlightening and enlivening. Here, all the tools are basically for free now. Tools I'm using, except the computer, just open source free. So what are we waiting for? And I know the youngsters, they're already doing this, but there's so much more room for that. And me, oldie here, would just be happy to see that development going on all around. We need new Beatles. New Miyazaki, new Kurosawas, Kubricks, and I'm telling you, read the old writers, the books that we read, even the experimental ones, but the ones that go deep with the Russian writers, Dostoevsky and so on. I mean, there is a big treasure out there for, you know, to just study their way of building up, saying things through art. And then, of course, you think you got a better message than them, then put that message in there. Anyway, just little thoughts.